Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
There's a lot of crazy shit. Let's go to a ghost story phone call, and then I'll come back out of it with a new little fun AI creation, Blast from the Past.
Okie dokie, here we go.
It's Allie from Philadelphia again. This is like, I've called in a bunch of times before so far, and you guys have played my stories, which means a lot to me. I absolutely love you guys. So I'm going to call in a story from my father. So I had previously mentioned him in one of my stories, but he's been a skeptic pretty much my whole life. He acknowledges that, like, oh, wow, that was, you know, that happened. That was unique, or that was weird. I called in a story about how he had a dream about my grandfather, my great grandfather before he died. And, you know, it was more than a coincidence. And that was one of the experiences that made him like feel like something paranormal might be happening. But this was another story that I wanted to share that kind of also made him a believer. So he told me this ever since. This is probably one of the stories that first got me into paranormal when I was very young. He told me a story probably like, I don't know, I want to say I was like 6 or 7 years old at the oldest, maybe even younger. And he told me that he was like, I guess a teenager, early teenager in Philadelphia, and a bunch of his friends were hanging out at a cemetery, and a bunch of his friends were like about to vandalize one of the tombstones, and his friend, like, he didn't know what was happening, and my dad was just like, a bunch of us were all hanging out, and we like all of a sudden turned around, and this one kid was just like, didn't really hang out with us, like started like being disrespectful in the space. And it was a family cemetery that belonged to like some big family that was living in the area for like generations, and owned like their name was on like the library and like the cemetery obviously, and like schools and things like that. So his friend started like being disrespectful and like trying to vandalize one of the tombstones, and all of a sudden they hear this voice. And my dad always gets like, you can tell he gets spooked when he like tells a story. He told me a bunch of times, but they heard this voice, and they like heard, hey, like, you kids. And they turn around to the only entrance of the cemetery, and there's this man in a top hat, and they just see a silhouette. And it's very interesting because I've only heard him tell me the story about like the man in the top hat, but now listening to your podcast, I've heard a lot of people describe like a shadow figure wearing a top hat. And I'm just so curious as to like, why is that so similar, and why so many people have experienced that? It's interesting. And so they see this man, and everyone just freezes. My dad said that we tell he was staring right all at them, and he was standing in the only entrance, and he was like taller than a normal like man. Like, you could tell he was just like abnormally tall, and it wasn't like he was just a shadow. Like, there, you couldn't tell that there was like features to him or anything. And then he pointed at them, and they just like absolutely went insane and tried to run around and escape the cemetery. And they said that they like ended up, my dad told me he ended up like climbing a fence because they were so nervous and like freaked out that like adrenaline was just like going crazy, and rolled down a hill and everything. So, but he was like, yeah, it was the scariest thing. So what makes it even crazier is my dad was telling a story that like a couple weeks later, him and his friends were at the library of the same family. Again, they owned like a lot of different things in the area. Their name was on a lot of things. And he was at the library, and there was a family photo of like the family that owned all these things, and it was an old time photo. And he said that the father was a really tall man with a top hat in the picture, and like obviously it was a picture from like the 1800s or like early 1900s. And it just like, he, when he tells the story, it's just, you can tell he was so creeped out, and he just doesn't know what to make of it. So I wanted to share that because that was like one of the first really paranormal things that I was ever told. And it's funny because it was by my father, who's a big skeptic. So even with that story, he's kind of like, yeah, that happened. That was spooky. I can't explain it. Like, he would never say like there was a ghost. He would just say, like, I don't know, like, I can't explain it. So I just want to hear your input on that story, because especially that idea of like reoccurring shadow figure with a top hat, just so curious because I don't know if you guys have noticed that as a reoccurring thing. I'm pretty sure you have and mentioned that before, but I just want to get your input. And so, yeah, that's my dad's story, and I love you guys. And I'll always be a big listener and a big fan, and you guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for sharing that. What's your thoughts?
Shouldn't be going to the cemetery and trying to damage the tombstones.
Yep.
That's one story.
Tonight that, on ABC.
Good on that ghost. Good on you.
Yeah.
Like that of all time to haunt something and scare the crap out of a bunch of kids would have been right then. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't a ghost at all. Maybe it was somebody in the town who got sick of people going into the cemetery and damaging the headstones. So they just dressed up like that. And that's all it would take for the kids to run off. You wouldn't have to yell, "Stop it, kids. Meddling kids." You could just dress up like that and say something creepy and they'll all run away.
You damn meddling kids. What are you meddling with down there? What does that even mean?
Look at me in my top hat.
Is that the known to wear one? That is something that there was an episode recently. I think Kathy and I did it. And we were talking about, or maybe it was you and me, Todd.
Yeah, I think
we were talking about why the top hat. You know, yeah. It's like it's pretty common for people to see a shadow figure with a top hat.
Why? That, but also the woman in the white dress on the staircase, right?
Red, you know, so black dress.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it just, you know, when people for some older generations, when they died, they liked to be buried in their finest. There was a lot of wedding dresses. There was a lot of suits. And if you had a hat, you know, I would imagine you may have that on. So is that how we were envisioning the dead coming back to life, wearing what they last had on the last we saw them? And is that how that kind of...
The ghost clothes.
Yeah, the ghost clothes that entered the lexicon of it being that. Like, because of course, like, why would you not come back in the things that you were wearing the day you died?
But then why, now though, I mean, that's 1800s.
Yeah,
a lot of people have died since then. So why aren't we seeing like leisure suits and, you know, like...
I think we do.
Hoorays.
What about a
shadow man in a fedora?
Fedora.
I don't know. You ever like, you know, sometimes if you're like just out at a place or something, there's just somebody in there that's like really out of character for dress. I mean, we live in an era where like so many people, you know, dress all different ways, but it's just like, that's really authentic, you know? And it's like from a different place in time. I don't know. I've had it where you kind of wonder for a moment and it's like,
I'm looking at a ghost.
Yeah.
Is that person really there?
Yeah. Wherever you got that sure damn looks real from like a different place in time.
I want to know where you're hanging out because nowhere I go do people dress like that.
Antique stores. There you go. Hey, let's not forget tonight. This is what we got to watch.
Tonight on ABC, on an all-new Family Matters. Carl's not just busting bad guys anymore. He's burying them. After discovering Harriet's secret affair with Steve Urkel, Carl snaps, dragging her into the basement with a service revolver in one hand and divorce papers in the other. Meanwhile, Laura's missing. And the neighbors keep complaining about that smell coming from the Winslow garage. Did I do that? Yes, Steve. You ruined a family. Then on a very special Full House. Behind the smiles, San Francisco is rotten. Uncle Joey's kids show puppets whisper to him at night, ordering him to slit Danny's throat. Uncle Jesse's no angel either. His moonlight gigs aren't in clubs. They're in hotel rooms with underage groupies. Michelle's the only one who knows the truth. And tonight she's found at the bottom of the bay, tied to her tricycle. You got it, dude. You got death. Then it's Perfect Strangers. It's not the dance of joy anymore. It's the dance of blood. Mulkey's cheerful mask slips when Larry discovers his cousin's trafficking ring back on my post. Can Larry escape before Mulkey chains him to the radiator and makes him part of the import business? Don't be ridiculous. There's no escape.
not in Chicago. Then on a home improvement you'll never forget. Tim, the tool man, Taylor isn't just clumsy anymore. He's unhinged. Jill's been having an affair with Al, and when Tim finds out, he invites the whole crew into the garage for a special demonstration. The nail gun doesn't just hit wood this time. It hits Wilson through the skull. The audience laughs, the credits roll, and the Taylor boys are left to scrub what's left of Dad off the drywall. It's not just television. It's confession. It's murder. It's ABC prime time.
What the hell did that come from? Oh my God, that was funny. And it kept going.
It's like an old promo. Yeah, because it's the old bro. It's the guy who did the voice for the ABC promos in the 80s and 90s. It's Ernie Anderson. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.